So I usually don't get a gigantic response to this one, but I have to put it out there. Glastigib.
Glastigib, again, also has a role. I think that many people are not using it, and I think that's because the baseline regimen that Glastigib has been layered upon has been low-dose cytarabine, and at least in this country, low-dose cytarabine has not been the standard. Glastigib is an oral sonic hedgehog inhibitor, which we think blocks that leukemic stem cell, so it is a very unique mechanism. It improved overall survival when added to low-dose cytarabine in newly diagnosed unfit. However, since the low-dose cytarabine has not been a standard for patients in this country, not in Europe or in Australia and other industries, it's really been not favored. Also, I think people are looking at the outcomes and they're saying that overall, the percentage of patients alive at 12 to 18 months is nowhere near the 50% that we get with a venetoclax-based regimen. The benefit of the Glastigib is, again, there's elderly unfit patients that don't want or cannot tolerate the significant myelosuppression that we see with venetoclax. And the myelosuppression that we get is platelets down to single digits and patients requiring daily or every other day transfusions. There's a lot of elderly patients that can't do that. So for those patients, Glastigib plus a low-dose cytarabine regimen, which can be self-injected, represents a completely outpatient regimen that could be an option for some older, unfit patients.
I don't know how many times you've actually used it, but, you know, you hear pretty nasty stories from the people who treat basal cell about hedgehog inhibitors in terms of tolerability, muscle spasms, lack of appetite and stuff. Do you see that here?
It's an on-target toxicity that they did see in the trials. We haven't seen a lot of it, mostly because most of their side effects that they're getting are from their AML. It may be that we're just not seeing it because the patients aren't healthy enough to begin with to notice some of those issues. We haven't noticed it to be a big problem. We have started a few patients on the combination, but really unfit patients that just can't tolerate the myelosuppression with the other agents.